The penny candy store beyond the L is where I first fell in love with unreality. Jelly beans glowed in the semi-gloom of that September afternoon. A cat upon the counter moved among the licorice sticks and Tootsie Rolls and Oh Boy gum. Outside, the leaves were falling as they died. A wind had blown away the sun. A girl ran in. Her hair was raining. Her breasts were breathless in the little room. Outside, the leaves were falling, and they cried, "Too soon, too soon."
Oh, Sunday, June 14th, 2015. This is the last episode of Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour, to air on Portland's fabulous X-Ray Radio. You are listening either terrestrially in the Portland area on 107.1 or 91.1, or online via xray.fm. I hope you are having a great Sunday already. And also remember to please stay tuned for the adventures of Encyclopedia Sound when this hour is up. We just heard Great God Almighty Gonna Cut You Down, the Sunlighters of Griffin, Georgia on Esprit, a recent purchase from a store called The Attic in Pittsburgh. And I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, recording the show here in Hazel Park, Michigan. Those who wish to continue listening to Buked and Scorned, after a brief break, the show will continue to air online, WFMU's Give the Drummer Some stream, terrestrially plus streaming live while it airs, which will also be on Sunday at a time to be determined very soon, on a station called CJAM, CJAM here, well, actually out of Windsor, Canada, just over the bridge from Southwest Detroit, over Canada Way. You will be able to find it really easily just searching Buked and Scorned. The show will have the same name. Also, I do have a Twitter that I grudgingly use. It's just Mike McGonigal, MikeMcGonigal. Like I said, it'll be the same format. I'll simply be broadcasting from my new home and directly to my new community here. I have nothing but love for Portland and for X-Ray FM, but I did leave there close to a year ago now. As always, the track listing for today's show, for today's episode of Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour, will be online. We'll hear mostly preacher and congregational recordings from the Michigan and Ohio areas today. And we're now going to hear One More River to Cross by Reverend Charles Fair. There's no label on here. After that, we're going to hear Reverend Booker Person and the Eastside Community Choir of Detroit. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the falling of it. Our text, our subject, let us build upon the rock. Wow. Let us build on my rock. Whoa. I can't say that for you now. This had to be an individual thing. But let us build on my rock. My rock. Jordan River, I'm bound to cross. Jordan River, I'm bound to cross. Jordan River, oh, I'm bound to cross. I got one more river to cross. I'm bound to cross.
rejoice. I'm going to have love. I'm going to have love. Wonderful love. Wonderful love. Wonderful love.
I'm going to have love one day, and I will have peace some happy day. But in the meantime, I've got to keep toiling on. I've got to keep on struggling. I know sometime a friend's going to turn the back on me. So many times I'm going to be rebuked and scorned. But I'm begging the Lord today. I'm begging him to please don't drive me away. I need you right now, Lord. I can't make this journey without you. I'm just a poor pilgrim and a stranger. I'm traveling through this barren land. But I said, please, Lord, don't drive me away. Don't drive me away. Oh, Lord. you, Jesus. Your children away. And truly, I know today, I know I've been born again.
Jesus is calling, why don't you answer? Jesus is calling, why don't you answer? Open your eyes and you might
see.
And to God.
seen the machine. Yeah. We're hid in his wounds. Yeah. At the cross, yeah. Satan lost his armor. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Yeah. At the cross, the fire of the law will put out forever. At the cross, at the cross, Jesus declared that the debt was paid. Oh, yeah. Head, yeah. Will use forever. At the cross, I said at the cross, the highway to heaven was completed. And in the morning, I said in the morning, in the morning, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west on our way to the land of rest. Yeah, at the cross, the fountain was filled with blood. Yeah. I wonder, do you know the man who was on this cross? The architect, the chief cornerstone, the artist, he's altogether lovely. The astronomer, he's a bright and morning star. To the baker, he's bread in a starving land. To the baker, he's a treasure that cannot be exhausted. He's the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon. To the bride, he's the bridegroom. To the builder, he's a sure foundation. To the partner, he's a way. A door, I'm no way. To the doctor, he's a doctor. The never lost a patient. To the educator, he's a great teacher.
Shut up! Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he.
Spirit move, my spirit move. By the angels he was carried into the bosom of Abraham.
Yes.
likewise the rich man perished. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. Now someone might ask the question, why did the rich man go to hell? Well, I'd have you to know that the rich man went to hell. Not because of what he did. But he went to hell because of what he did not do. You see, the rich man did not afflict any sores or any pain upon Lazarus. But the rich man did overlook his hunger brother when he had an abundance. How sad it is that a lot of folk in our world today worry about going to hell because of what they're doing. They forget about that you can go to hell because of what you don't do. You see, I've had some folk brag about the fact that they've never been to jail. I marvel and I tell them that's great. But there are some things that won't send you to jail, but will send you straight to hell.
Separation Day, Reverend Clay Evans and the Ship, off a LP on Jewel Records from the 1970s. This is Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. The hour is almost up. It's the last hour of the program, unfortunately airing on X-Ray FM. There will be a new home, C-Jam, as well as WFMU's streaming service. Give the drummer some for the show, and you can search. I'm going to take a brief break and then get it back going. It might be a week, it might be a month, I don't know. And thank you so much for listening. Love X-Ray FM, love Portland, Oregon. We're going to now hear two things. Pentecostal Power in the 20th Century Church, really interesting sermon excerpt by Reverend Earl J. Wright on his own EJW label, followed by an all-time classic favorite on the specialty label, My Rock by the Swan Silvertones. And then, of course, please stay tuned for the Adventures of Encyclopedia Sound. Going back a little bit, we heard, like I said, it was just Reverend Clay Evans. Before that, Rich Man, Poor Man, sermon, Reverend Jerome Kirby, no label there. When the Spirit Moves, the Greater Northwest Church of God of Christ of Detroit. And then before that, on the HSE label, the Flint Cavaliers would take it to the house. Before that, Reverend S.L. Jones on Voice of Zion, the Three Crosses at Calvary. And before that, Jesus is Calling, Jerry Thomas and the Gospel Experience, self-released. And before that, the Eastside Community Choir of Detroit. We heard Someday and Don't Drive Your Children Away. And then two sermon things before that that I'd already talked about before, Reverend Charles Fair and Reverend Booker Person. Thank you very much for listening to Buked and Scorned.
Satisfied, dirty love, I'm here to you.
Oh, my God.